Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's always a pleasure to come to a different church to go and see different brothers and sisters. And I could remember the day when I started my ministry in 1999. I was asked to lead the rummage sale committee. And who would have expected that I would be talking on behalf of the General Commission of United Methodist Men? I really did not expect it. I really do not know where God has taken me on this holy journey. But all I wanted to do was to be just like the brother in the choir, sing. That's all I wanted to do. But God has taken me to another journey, and it's not my choice, so I'm willing to accept that challenge at whatever God has put before me, as long as I have the energy. So I'm here to give you a little background or a little backdrop on the book, The Strength to Service to God and Community. This book began from a non-denominational devotional, Strength for Service to God and Country, that was distributed during World War II and the Korean conflict in 1942 through 1958. 50 years later, a young boy named Evan Hunsberger was inspired by his grandfather, Eugen Hunsberger, wound copy, wanted to honor him. In 2002, the General Commission on United Methodist Men supported Evan's effort to republish the book as his Eagle Project. Since the republication of the book, a total of 460,000 copies of the updated and expanded book have since been printed and distributed primarily to U.S. servicemen and women stationed around the world. Scores of letters from members of the armed services telling of the importance of the original Strength for Service book may be found on the strengthforservice.org website. But here is a little example of one of those who benefited from this book. While serving in Afghanistan, Captain Karen Bagsis, a member of the U.S. Armed Nurses Corps, told the commission about how much she valued the book, especially after losing a patient. On one of the toughest days here, I returned to my room and said to God before opening the book, "This better be a good one. I need you." And the devotional spoke about glorifying God in suffering. It was one of the most moving readings, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for creating this book. It has helped me through a very tough time in my life and has become one of my most treasured possessions. Captain Bagsis has returned to her home in Arlington, Pennsylvania. While many war veterans reported that the original book carried them through difficult days and years following the war, it was underestimated how much the pocket-sized books should be appreciated today. Some of the original Strength for Service to God and Community book were given to firefighters, police officers, and other first responders. These public servants found the pocket-sized volume were written for military personnel and less relative to their needs. In an effort to address the need of these community workers, and in order to reach people from all denominations, the commission has formed a non-denominational, non-profit, 501c, Strength for Service organization. And so, the new book of daily devotionals, titled Strength for Service to God and Community, is now available for for public service. Here is another testimony of another servant. After reviewing portions of the Strength for Service to God and Community, the Reverend Daniel G. Tackett, Director of International Police and Fire Chaplains Association, said the book will become an important tool for fire and police chaplains. Sometimes these high-trained people can draw a blank during high-stress, traumas situations. The book is a tool to help the mind, soul, and spirit find peace. The book is a tool to help the mind, soul, and spirit find peace. I want to give you a little background of how you can be involved in the book, and there are four ways in which you can lend your support in terms of the book. Give online, give at your local church, by phone, and through planned giving. Giving online, you go to the website strengthforservice.org and you can hook up to that link and you would see, or go to the advance, or give to the advance mission 302-1221. You can also give to your local church by just putting those same numbers on there, on your check, 302-1221, and place them in the offering plate, and that could also be given to your pastor and so forth, and the secretary, and your church would receive credit for that donation that you make towards this book. Credit cards can be accepted by telephone. The telephone number is 866-297-4312. And through planned giving, you may make a planned or estate gift to support the Eugene Hansberger Endowment Fund and the United Methodist Church Foundation. And that also is your UMCFoundation.org. And you can log on and go forth and be able to make your contribution and your support on behalf of this book. But I want to touch a little bit on what I've been witness to in March when I was at the National Association of Conference Presidents meeting. And these are some of the things that L.W. Smith, who is, I consider, probably at about 6'7", he's a very huge man, very, very powerful in men's ministry as well, not just by size, but with the work that he does. And I want to read to you two things that L.W. is asking us. L.W. Smith, the layman from South Carolina, who led fundraising efforts for the republication of the World War II book, and chaired the task force, created a new organization, had this to say. He said, "I hope firefighters, police officers, EMT workers, and other first responders will find the new book as helpful as the military personnel found the 50-year volume to be." But this one touched me the most. Just as Hurricane, here's what he called it. He called it, this book, the perfect storm. He says, just as Hurricane Sandy stormed over New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, he believed that this book will take over the country. Just consider what's happening in our nation today. The bombing in Boston, the fire in Texas, and the shooting in Sandy Hook. He believes that the climate is ripe for this book. with heightened tension, with us being on alert, and we are in this mode of almost fear. He felt that this book is so powerful that it will take over the entire country in this day. So I thank L.W. Smith and the General Commission for their hard work in putting this together. And may God bless you, and may God bless America.